Chapter 7. Faust and What Followed. On the Saturday morning, on reaching their office, the joint managers found a letter from O.G., worded in these terms. "My dear managers, so it is to be war between us. If you still care for peace, here is my ultimatum. It consists of the four following conditions. 1. You must give me back my private box, and I wish it to be at my free disposal from henceforward. 2. The part of Margarita shall be sung this evening by Christine Daae. Never mind about Carlotta, she will be ill. 3. I absolutely insist upon the good and loyal services of Madame Giry, my boxkeeper, whom you will reinstate in her functions forthwith. 4. Let me know by a letter handed to Madame Giry, who will see that it reaches me, that you accept, as your predecessors did, the conditions in my memorandum book relating to my monthly allowance. I will inform you later how you are to pay it to me. If you refuse, you will give Faust tonight in a house with a curse upon it. Take my advice and be warned in time. O.G.
"Look here, I'm getting sick of him, sick of him!" shouted Richard, bringing his fists down on his office table.
Just then Mercier, the acting manager, entered.
"Lachenel would like to see one of you gentlemen," he said. "He says that his business is urgent, and he seems quite upset."
"Who's Lachenel?" asked Richard.
"He's your stud groom."
"What do you mean, my stud groom?"
"Yes, sir," explained Mercier. "There are several grooms at the opera, and Monsieur Lachenel is at the head of them."
"And what does this groom do?"
"He has the chief management of the stable."
"What stable?"
"Why, yours, sir, the stable of the opera."
"Is there a stable at the opera? Upon my word, I didn't know. Where is it?"
"In the cellars on the rotunda side. It's a very important department. We have 12 horses."
12 horses? And what for, in heaven's name?"
"Why, we want trained horses for the processions in the Juive, the Profeta, and so on. Horses used to the boards. It's the groom's business to teach them. Monsieur Lachenel is very clever at it. He used to manage Franconi's stables."
"Very well, but what does he want?"
"I don't know. I never saw him in such a state."
"He can come in."
Monsieur Lachenel came in, carrying a riding whip, with which he struck his right boot in an irritable manner.
"Good morning, Monsieur Lachenel," said Richard, somewhat impressed. "To what do we owe the honor of your visit?"
"Mr. Manager, I have come to ask you to get rid of the whole stable."
"What, do you want to get rid of our horses?"
"I'm not talking of the horses, but of the stablemen."
"How many stablemen have you, Monsieur Lachenel?"